SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in New York, where the first and only vice presidential debate of this 2024 campaign is about to begin. The 90-minute debate will feature a conservative Republican senator and a liberal Democratic governor who will offer competing views on how best to lead the country. The face-off between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz comes with most surveys showing voters fairly evenly divided in the six or seven states that will decide the November election. Given this week's hurricane devastation in the southeast and Iran's missile attack on Israel, tonight's debate could also provide both campaigns the opportunity to explain how they would handle major crises. I'm Greg Clugston in New York. Now with more news, here's Jason Walker.
Thank you, Greg. As for that crisis in the Middle East, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton telling the Salem Radio Network today that Israel appears to be very serious about ending all terrorism aimed at their state.
In reality, we should again be thanking Israel, backing them to the hilt, and encouraging them to destroy Hezbollah and Hamas completely. They've apparently made the decision, to borrow from The Godfather, to settle all the family business at once.
Also at srnnews.com, this strike could get very nasty. Some 45,000 dock workers at 36 ports from Maine down to Texas off the job now, first time in decades. Experts say the workers may have the upper hand in the standoff with port operators over wages and use of automation. Their negotiating stand likely to be further strengthened from having the nation's supply chain of goods under pressure from the effects of the hurricane, which coincided with the peak shipping season for holiday goods. Meanwhile, cadaver dogs and search teams still moving through the mud and debris in the mountains of North Carolina looking for possible survivors. This is SRN News. Well, a major shift when it comes to gender and religion.
Ever since pollsters began asking, women have proven to be more religious than men in this country. But the latest research indicates that this is changing. Amongst Generation Z, the youngest American adults, 40% of women describe themselves as non-religious, compared to 34% of men. Polls indicate that young men are more likely to attend church services now and perform other practices such as reading the Bible and praying. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion activists courting Latino voters now through door-knocking and Spanish language ads. They say the fast-growing group could determine the outcome of abortion ballot measures around the nation, like states Arizona and Florida with large Hispanic populations. New poll indicates, despite their allegiance to the Catholic Church, majority of Latinos want abortion to be legal. This is SRN News. A huge water project in the Big Apple.
A stretch of aqueduct that supplies more than half of New York City's water is being shut down through the winter as part of a $2 billion project to address massive leaks beneath the Hudson River. The temporary shutdown of the Delaware Aqueduct in upstate New York has been in the works for years now. City officials have steadily boosted capacity from other parts of the sprawling 19-reservoir system. City officials say water will flow like always from city faucets after the shutdown begins this week, but its famously crisp taste might change a bit as other sources are tapped into more heavily. John Scott reporting.
A man suspected of hijacking that city bus in Los Angeles has now been charged with murder and kidnapping. Officials say the man who allegedly shot and killed a passenger and held the bus driver at gunpoint led police through the downtown area before he pulled over and was then arrested. More details at srnnews.com.